It's the Larry Kudlow Show. Free market prosperity starts here. Now, here's Larry Kudlow.
Hi, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. Welcome back to the Larry Kudlow Show. I'm broadcasting from an undisclosed location in West Palm Beach, Florida. It's great stuff. Been down here for the AFPI, America First Policy Institute Conference at Mar-a-Lago. President Trump spoke last night. I had a chance to visit with him briefly. But, you know, the big story yesterday, oh, come on, fellas. Come on. 3 days after President Trump announces that he's going to run again for president. Now, I'm going to talk about that later. It's got pluses and minuses. But 3 days after he announces, here comes the Biden Merrick Garland Justice Department with a special prosecutor or a special counselor, whatever they're going to call it. Here they come. Is this political? Nah, no way. Are they weaponizing the Justice Department? Of course they are. It's the most incredible, stupid thing I have ever seen. And they're going to try to hold this over his head for as long as he runs. So let's start with a couple things. First of all, what are the charges they want to look at? Retention of classified documents. Totally phony charge. There's nothing in there. In fact, the Washington Post had a story, was it yesterday or 2 days ago or 3 days ago, when the documents that are being looked at are essentially personal documents, personal effects. There's nothing any other president hasn't done. Everybody knows this should be decided by the National Archives and Trump's people. Trump has said months ago that he would give them whatever they wanted. I mean, really? A special counsel for this? I'm sorry. This is just weaponized Justice Department for political purposes. Retention. And then the related measure is obstruction of the investigation into these classified, so-called classified documents. This is utter nonsense. There's no there there. No there there. And then finally, the third charge is the supposed interference with the transfer of presidential power, meaning January 6th committee. There's nothing here. There's nothing here. Trump didn't prevent it. I mean, he had opinions. He asked questions. He's an election denier. I mean, I don't happen to agree with him about election denying, but this has nothing to do with breaking the law. It's just his opinion. He's entitled to ask a bunch of questions just like anybody else is. So this Justice Department thing is totally, utterly politically motivated. You know, 3 days after he makes his announcement speech, which I want to talk about over the course of the show. But this is just crazy stuff. And you see right through it. It's totally transparent what they are trying to do. I mean, look, the war against Trump, the Bidens have been obsessed for 2 years with trying to do everything they can to stop Donald Trump from running for president again. Everything. This is just one more example. I mean, how about this? This is something Newt Gingrich said last night at the dinner we had at Mar-a-Lago. There's this family. It's a crime family. It's called the Biden crime family. It's going to be under investigation by Jim Jordan and the Judiciary Committee when the GOP, takes the House January 3rd. How about the Biden crime family? Where's the special prosecutor for them to bring in Tony Bobulinski and show that they were engaged in all manner of grift and embezzlement and, attempts to bribery? I mean, where's that? Where's the special prosecutor for that? You want a special prosecutor? How about that one? By the way, even the Wall Street Journal editorial page, which is notoriously anti-Trump, wrote today about how stupid the special prosecutor is for these Trump charges. It's just utter nonsense. I mean, you look at this thing. This will be the third independent prosecutor in 5 years to examine issues involving the former president. And by the way, this one, I mean, they're always open-ended. The remit of this special prosecutor is unclear. Gosh knows how far they want to take this. But then again, Hunter Biden awaits not a special prosecutor, but a district attorney, a U.S. attorney in Delaware, investigating embezzlement and tax evasion and failure to register as a foreign lobbyist, et cetera, et cetera. But this Biden war against Trump has always been uppermind in Biden's head. You saw a lot of it during the midterms. Constant talk about mega MAGA Republicans, that kind of thing. But this, 3 days after he makes his announcement, I mean, it's just absolutely fascinating to me. So the special counsel is a chap named Jack Smith. I don't know much about him. I don't think anybody is. Anybody knows much. He was a Justice Department chief of public integrity. It doesn't matter. It's going to be run by Merrick Garland and his lieutenants who absolutely hate Trump and will do everything they can. And by the way, I hate to be too cynical, but you can wait for all the leaks, nasty little leaks coming out of this investigation. They may not come from the special counsel. They will come from the Justice Department, which will be keeping tabs on him. Leaks to help, leaks to hurt Trump, help their case, as silly as that case may be. That's what's going to happen here. This is just total political weaponization of the Justice Department. That's all it is. See it for what it's worth. Now, look at, I don't know if Mr. Trump, I don't know if he's going to get the GOP presidential nomination. I don't know that. He just started his campaign. I have no idea if he is going to be president. That's a knowable unknown, as Rumsfeld, the late, great Donald Rumsfeld would say. But I know that Joe Biden will unhesitatingly weaponize all of his law enforcement authorities to attack Trump. I know that. Now, President Trump is pretty angry about that, rightly so. He said he's not going to partake in it. He called it the worst politicalization of justice in our country. He said, I've been proven innocent for 6 years on everything from fake impeachment to Mueller, who found no collusion. Now I got to do it again. I think he's right. I mean, I think he's dead right. This stuff is just so political. And by the way, ironically, it may wind up helping Trump. It may wind up helping Trump. For one thing, it's going to do is, take all this Trump criticism off the front pages, replaced by this special counsel. And I think people are going to see right through that this was not necessary. They had no case against him. All that stuff. I mean, last night the president spoke briefly about it in a broader reaching speech. It was a good speech, too, I might add. But he said he thought this stuff had gone away. The National Archives thing, they can work it out. January 6th committee found nothing at all, despite all their histrionics. But no, here comes this 3 days after he makes his announcement for another run for the press. It's just absolute nonsense, utter nonsense. And I can't blame him. By the way, Trump, it's funny. As angry as he was about this, he didn't go crazy. He did not go crazy when he spoke about it. In fact, he cracked some jokes about it. He was in pretty good humor last night. And I like that because it kind of went along with his very good, calm, temperate speech on Tuesday when he announced his new run for president. Very calm, very, very temperate, very 2016 when he focused on issues rather than individuals. No trash talking, no insults, no mention of election denial. I think maybe he's put that aside. It's kind of a new Trump. But last night when he spoke, and the first part of his speech was about this silly special counsel, he cracked a few jokes about it. He was very temperate. He kept us cool about the whole thing. So I was sort of glad to see that. And, could be a new Trump. Anyway, the biggest problem the Bidens have right now is not this silly special counsel, although they're going to distract. It's the fact that there are 222 Republicans elected to Congress to take a majority, take over the House. And that's what we want to talk about today, what that could mean, what I want the GOP to do, how I want them to be the stewards of economic prosperity and things related to that. 222 seats. I guess Lauren Boebert's going to win her seat out in Colorado. They picked up a couple of seats in California. They kept up several seats in New York. So it worked out okay, 222. And I had Kevin McCarthy on the show two nights ago, Thursday night. We're broadcasting down here in Palm Beach. And he will be the next speaker. At least that's what I think. They have nobody else to be speaker, so I assume Kevin's going to be the speaker. I think he's deserved it. He's earned it. He's done a great job. He understands the importance of economic growth and prosperity, cutting the budget, keeping taxes down, extending the Trump tax cuts, which were so successful. Maybe most importantly, reopening the oil and gas spigots. Oil and gas permeates every part of American life. Gasoline prices, sure. Diesel prices, sure. Food prices, home grocery prices, sure. Inflation in general, sure. Damaging the economy, absolutely. I'd like to see that be the number one move, H.R. 1, Energy Security Bill. Give it the permitting and the pipelining and the new refineries. That's where I'd like to see it start. That would lower inflation, increase supplies, right, bring down prices, and it would also promote economic growth because I fear there's a big fat recession next year. We may already be in it this year. We'll have Tyler Goodspeed on later on in the show. And we're going to have Charlie Hurt on the other side of the half hour to talk about the politics of this crazy special counsel stuff. Anyway, my point is you got a Republican House. It's massively, majorly important. And all Biden can do is put up a phony special counsel to go after charges that have no merit. It's transparently political, weaponizing Justice Department. It's not the way our system's supposed to work, and I think it's going to backfire on Biden. Anyway, I'm Kudlow. This is the Larry Kudlow Show. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the other side.
This is the Larry Kudlow Show on 77 WABC. It's the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Larry Kudlow Show. I'm Larry Kudlow. It is, as always, great to be with you. We're broadcasting down here from an undisclosed location in West Palm Beach, Florida. By the way, catch up a little bit. During the week, please join us 4 to 5 p.m. every weekday. Fox Business, name the show's Kudlow, 4 to 5 p.m. If you can't join us, just get your favorite 9-year-old. To show you how to DVR the show. And here you can get us live streaming on the internet, right? LarryKudlowShow.com. LarryKudlowShow.com. So that's all good. So I want to talk about the biggest news is the Republican takeover of the House of Representatives. Okay? Republican takeover of the House of Representatives. 222 votes. Big. Bigger than they thought a couple days ago when they hit 218, 219. And I don't think this story has gotten a lot of visibility and ventilation. I don't think the mainstream media has processed this, but I still think they're in denial about it. The Democrats may be less in denial because you saw Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer both retire from leadership. So now they're going to have to find some newbies. But the point I need to make here is what an earthquake this is for a number of reasons, a number of reasons. And one of them is they will stop the Biden bad stuff. There are not going to be any more tax hikes. There's not going to be any more massive multi-trillion dollar spending bills to cause more inflation. Actually, it's kind of fun. The student loan cancellation has been canceled by the courts. And that thing was $500 billion to $1 trillion, so that would have been inflationary and very unfair. The have-nots would have been paying for the haves. So the courts knocked that out. But you know, in terms of Biden's Green New Deal socialism and Biden's big spending and Biden's war against fossil fuels and Biden's war against business, all that stuff, the House will put an end to it. They're going to put an end to it. And that's a good thing. I mean, that's big. Just fiddling with the dials a little bit here. So my point is, that is really the big news. And it's an earthquake. Remember, all money bills originate in the House. All money bills. So that is going to handcuff Mr. Biden. And let me go into some substance. I mean, I think the first bill, at least the first bill I'd like to see, we've had a lot of guests on this, and we talked about it at the America First conference yesterday. I think the first bill ought to be an energy security bill, which will take the handcuffs off oil and gas, reopen the spigots. I mean, right now, you know, you're still just less than $100 a barrel, $90 to $100 a barrel. And gasoline prices, yeah, they've come down because Biden has depleted the petroleum reserve, which is a very bad move strategically, internationally. But you're still way above, you know, prices that prevailed 2 years ago, way above. You know, Trump's energy independence, Trump's energy dominance worked. And Biden's Green New Deal socialism is a failure. It's an absolute failure. There's no alternative universe here. You want to kill fossil fuels? You're going to kill energy. You're going to kill power. You're going to jack up prices. And oil and gas permeates every part of our economy. I mean, I've read the list. Heck, I can go through it again. It's boring. But you go through all this stuff, antihistamines, artificial limbs, asphalt, fertilizer for food, ballpoint pens, bandages, cameras, car battery cases, clothes, all kind of clothing, by the way, petrochemicals, polyesters, crayons, credit cards, drinking cups, eyeglasses, MRIs, stethoscopes. How about that? Bet you probably never thought about that. Golf bags, golf balls, hair curlers, hand lotions, hearing aids. All this is petroleum-based. iPads, phones, cell phones, computers, laptops. You want to end all that? You want to drive up the prices of all that? It's already too high. It's already had a negative impact with higher prices. Eyeglasses, shampoo, shaving cream. Shoes. I mean, the list is endless. MRIs. Gosh, I can't even. I mean, I got 150 things here. It comes in the energy department. That's why when you put the kibosh on oil and gas and fossil fuels, the war against fossil fuels, you are affecting every nook and cranny of our economy. Everyday life depends on refined petroleum products of one kind or another, including literally the clothes on your back and the food on your table. And that's why it's got to change. And that's why I'd like to see, and we talked about this, a kind of H.R. 1 from the Republican House, the new Republican House, which will basically take the handcuffs off. And let's get back to producing 14, 15 million barrels a day, which is where we should be. We're still under 12. It was 13.1 before the pandemic. This is crazy. Biden's war against fossil fuels is crazy. All it's done is create high inflation and economic recession. That's all it's done. So we'll take a break here. We'll take a break. The great Charlie Hurt's going to come on the other side of the break, talk some politics. We'll talk about everything. I'm Kudlow, folks. Undisclosed location down here in West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm not going to tell you where we are. It's too personal. But we'll be right back. Please stay with us.